Laughlin and Ginulli are due back in court August 27th, when they're expected to waive their rights to separate attorneys, as both are being represented by attorneys from the same law firm in order to put forth a united front. According to a legal expert, James J. Leonard Jr. Esquire, that decision comes with one potential downside. The risk with any joint defense is that one defendant may be more culpable than the other, and the less culpable defendant could suffer as a result of a strategy designed to protect that individual, says Leonard. Since neither Laughlin nor Ginulli has a criminal record, if they are convicted of the same offense, Leonard adds, the judge will likely hand down identical sentences. And given their celebrity status and nature of their crimes with which they've been charged, it's possible prosecutors could try to make an example of them. The government often utilizes high-profile cases to send a message to the general public, says Leonard. The message is, if you engage in this type of behavior, this will happen to you no matter who you are. Regardless of the outcome, the couple are committed to sticking together. Lori and Massimo are united in this, says the Laughlin legal source. They're going to face this together, and they believe that together they can beat this and move on with their lives. You won't see one of them turning on the other. For now, their pair are busy preparing for their day in court. Laughlin remains in constant communication with her legal team and is keeping meticulous records on everything, including the other defendants and their plea deals. She wants to know who's getting what punishment and how their case differs from hers. Still, fear creeps in. Waiting is excruciating, and any criminal defendant, because there's always a sense of what if, says the source. It's very easy to get paranoid. What is the state thinking? Are they talking about me? Are they planning more charges? Not knowing is the most difficult part, which is all the more reason Laughlin and Ginulli are eager for the case to move forward so they can put an end to the self-imposed purgatory they've been living in. Lori's ready for this to be over, says the source. They all are. At this point, it would be better to spend a few months in jail because she's been spending the last several months in her own prison.